Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Good morning on a Friday. Made it to the end of the week. Jim Costa with John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg behind the glass. We're all here to wrap up the week. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Here we go.
As opposed to Thursday, Heather, this is your favorite day?
This is a happy day. Yeah. That's not my favorite day of the week, but it's a great day of the week.
Wait, what's your favorite day of the week?
Saturday.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean,
what's your favorite of the weekdays?
Yeah, well, that's what I meant.
Everybody loves Saturday.
Well, of the weekdays, yes. Of the working days.
Welcome in. Good morning. Heather, what's your favorite weekday?
You said, what's my favorite day?
I know.
We're
off to a great start today. Yeah. We've got picks coming up bottom of the hour. We have Lions tickets to give away. Your last chance to win tickets from our show to go and see Detroit host the Jacksonville Jaguars. And it's, John, we haven't had a lot of home games recently.
No.
I think the fans, regardless of the opponent, are excited to get down and watch his football team.
Oh, yeah. They're ready to get back to Ford Field and remember what it's like to be the greatest fan base and create the greatest energy, the best home field advantage in the NFL.
Your chance to win, 7 o'clock hour, 7:02. We'll give you the details. Last night, Philadelphia Eagles nipping at their heels, John. They pick up their 8th win of the season. Wasn't pretty early. They finished emphatically late. What was your takeaway?
I really thought that Washington was going to be able to pull it off. A lot of missed opportunities for both teams. And you think about, man, I tell you what, when we think about Jake Bates and what he has, the confidence that he has given Lions fan bases, this coaching staff of having a reliable kicker, they missed 3 total field goals. 2 field goals, and one was like a 51-yarder, yeah. Another one was shorter, and then they missed an extra point. Kicking struggles continue around the NFL. Jake Moody missed a handful last week, obviously hit the game winner, but
he missed 3, yeah.
Doesn't give fan bases or coaching staffs any confidence, but we got Jake Bates.
Right. Atlanta's Younghoe Koo, one of the best kickers in football, missed 3 last week in their loss against the Saints, yet Jake Bates is tucking it in both uprights.
Right, yes.
50-plus yards.
He's using all the real estate in between those uprights. So, but I mean, that's the big takeaway, is the missed opportunities early for Philadelphia. And it wasn't just that. It was not being able to put the ball in the end zone until the fourth quarter for Philly. And, yeah, they are the team that I think is most pressing, the Detroit Lions. But, I mean, Washington's defense is good. Mm-hmm. I just don't think I'm still trying to figure out how good Philly is. I guess that's the point I'm trying to make is I'm trying to figure out how good Philly is. Obviously the run game and Saquon Barkley is there and they've got 7 wins. I get that, or 8 wins, but they just seem to have games and halves and even 3/4 of a game where they really struggle, and it's not like Washington was doing anything to stop them.
Philly's had some slow starts, a lot of slow first quarters. And at times, I'm left wondering why the offense isn't more dynamic. Like, mm-hmm. They were stubborn about staying on the ground with Saquon Barkley. And they were rewarded late because he had 2 big touchdown runs. But they don't really get that passing game going. Like, you could feel A.J. Brown's blood boiling. Like, he's one of those receivers, get me the damn ball. And I do wonder why that passing game hasn't been more lethal yet this season. I thought it was a great point. Herbie on the broadcast said, I know they want to run to set up the pass. The way Washington's playing defense, you probably need to throw a little more to set up the run game.
Set up the run, yeah. And obviously Philadelphia had, you know, an injury early. Was Atlanta Dickerson went down. and didn't really, you know, never returned. And you could see the depth that they had up front. I mean, they were just fine. But Jaden Daniels, you kind of thought, you know, he's having a special season for a rookie quarterback. And you realize how lucky the Lions were last week with five interceptions. Jaden Daniels throws one.
It's killer.
And it's an absolute killer because it's on the heels of Saquon Barkley going in for, it was like a 20-yard touchdown run. They throw the interception, and what, the next play, Saquon goes for 40 and a touchdown.
Yeah,
so in 20 seconds, they score two touchdowns.
And the game's over at that point. Yeah, and then they had chances. Like early in the game, you're right. Like they didn't get McLaurin involved, and then they're playing from behind once Eagles got the ground game going. Either way, I think it's what we've said all along. Philly is the second best team in the NFC.
Clearly.
Yeah, they're maybe most concerned with.
Yeah, again, who's competing for second? That's what the competition is.
The other headline, this Bryce Underwood business. Okay, the Free Press says he's expected to stick with LSU as Michigan football can't flip the number one prospect. So here's the latest on this story. Some of you may have seen yesterday the headline that Michigan had offered a four-year name, image, and likeness deal worth nearly $10 million. It had win-based championship incentives. Underwood is the number one overall prospect in the country. He's a dual-threat quarterback, plays right in our backyard here at Belleville, and he has been committed to LSU. LSU's done a decent job pulling some Belleville players and Michigan players down to the Bayou, and he seems very happy to be there. Michigan, to their credit, I guess, is trying to do everything they can to get an impact player at that critical position. Here's the latest. The source told the Free Press that that they made that offer. Underwood had posted on Instagram, sharing a post to his story with a caption, "The number one prospect is unlikely to accept Michigan's NIL offer," less than a week after his visit to Baton Rouge. Now, Bryce has since deleted that post, and now I realize as I say this out loud, we are tracking a high schooler's Instagram story and whether he's deleting posts or sharing posts. I don't know where this is going to go. I would say I applaud Michigan's effort to be aggressive on the recruiting trail. You can't force someone to commit to your school. I also don't know if it says something about Michigan that a local kid who's being offered $10 million still says, I don't have any confidence with where the program's headed right now.
Well, there's a lot of different reasons why a young individual will make a decision to go to a school. And I've also heard that whenever it became just about the money, that was a turnoff to some around an individual.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, I mean, I get it. And if it's not going to be a good fit, and I tell this to all recruits, and when I talk to high school athletes, not just football players, you've got to pick where you believe is the best fit for you. And it's not just, and everybody right now thinks it's all about the money or it's all about the coaching staff. There are still kids that think about school. There are still that want to go and get a degree because you never know what's going to happen on the playing field. We're talking about football right now, so I'll just keep using the football field. But injuries happen. There could be, hey, maybe your game was really good in high school. It just, you're not very good at the college level. Right? That's always a possibility. There's tons of five-star, you know, examples that, hey, you're a five-star receiver, a five-star defensive tackle, and it just, you just never develop into a great college football player and your career ends up ending. So you do need that degree. Coaches leave.
Yeah.
And if you have enough foresight to think that I want to go to this school, not just because of the coach, but because of what I'm going to do at that university outside of athletics, there's a lot more that plays into the decision other than just money, other than just sports. You have to make, this is a decision that will start changing the trajectory of your life, where it goes from here.
I feel like we used to say, don't pick the coach, pick the school. Like that was a really common saying for recruits.
Yeah, before you could hit the transfer portal.
And I was going to say, now you actually can just follow the coach. So I do think maybe now more than ever.
Yeah, but your credits don't always follow the coach as well. So that's yeah,
a... But what I think what's murkier now, John, is someone could say, if I'm never going to make it to the pros, I got $10 million. That's like the money is a huge deal here because I don't know that their career is going to pay them $10 million. Like they may go work an honest job and never touch that kind of money again with a great degree from Michigan or another school, but they're never going to have that $10 million up front like that or maybe ever in their lifetime. So when you have a chance to get money like that, I don't blame someone who says, yeah, Michigan's engineering program is better than LSU's. I don't know that, but just hypothetically. Yep. But it doesn't matter. This is life-changing money. I'm going to pick the school that pays the most money. I don't blame guys who do that.
I'm also sure that LSU is not giving him zero NIL dollars.
Right.
Right. Yeah, there's also money to be had down there. And there's a lot of factors. And I'm not going to sit here and tell someone's family or an 18 or 17-year-old kid, this is what should be important to you. And I'm also not going to tell an athlete like, hey, you know, if there's anybody that's going to bet on themselves, it's going to be an athlete. And so, yeah, this might look like a sweet deal now, but they're also thinking, well, I can go where I want to go and make even more because I am going to be that guy.
Yeah.
Development. Be the next Joe Burrow. Be the next Jaden Daniels. These are guys who went high in the draft and are playing well in the league right now.
And he just did a visit at night at Death Valley. Now, they didn't win, but to see that atmosphere, I'm sure only helped solidify Bryce's decision, which is not official yet and continues to be the source of rumor. 248-539-9797. We'll get some phone calls. We'll get some ticket text. 635, our weekly, what do we call this? Heather just kicks our ass every Friday. We'll do that in 15 minutes. It's 97.1.
Hey guys, you want to be a hero this holiday season? Get your girl what she really wants. Get her a beauty package from Beauty Bird Med Spa. You can choose from any number of their premium offerings. It could be Botox, filler, or microneedling. And guys, don't worry. If you don't know which treatments to pick, Amy Wise and her team have you covered. They can walk you through everything and create a personalized package your ladies will love. Plus, they'll be in great hands. I just saw Amy and couldn't be happier with my microneedling treatment. So don't struggle with the holidays again this year. Visit them in Commerce or head to mybeautybird.com today. That's mybeautybird.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ticket texts and phone calls on the Bryce Underwood saga. The reporting offered $10 million over 4 years by the Michigan Collective. The belief is, according to the Free Press, he will not pick Michigan. Still committed to LSU. That's a lot of money. That's in-state. And it's still a no. Ticket texter says, you know what this tells me? There's going to be a mass exodus of the quarterbacks at Michigan. There's no faith in this offense. That's Kevin in Flint. Texter says, teacher here, kids are not worried about getting that degree. Nobody cares about the school credits anymore. It's about, so then I wonder, is LSU giving him even more than $10 million?
Okay, so yeah, for somebody that's going to make $10 million over the next 4 years, and then this doesn't have to be their only NIL deal. There can be more, and there could be incentives. We don't know what another school might be offering, but this is a rare occasion.
Yes.
This is the one number one high school recruit that everybody is talking about. How about the other thousands of recruits?
Oh, yeah. The other stuff matters more if you're like a two-star or a three-star, and you really do have to factor it in. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and so for a very few individuals, the degree, the credits may not matter. But for the other 99.9% of high school recruits,
it does.
It should.
Well, yes. Should is a great way to put it because you don't know individuals' decisions and what they value most. Texter says Michigan should use their NIL collective money to pull an already proven college quarterback in via the transfer. That's what they need to do, Matt in Novi. We've got Sherry in Belleville. Sherry, boots on the ground. What are you hearing? You're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. So I've been watching Bryce play since he was a freshman in high school. I'm a football crazed band mom here in Belleville. And I can tell you that the word on the street here is he's still going to go with LSU. He has always said that he wants to go to a program that's going to develop him for the next level. In his words, I want a Heisman. I want a Natty. I want to be the overall number one pick. He is an SEC-style player. If you ever watch this kid play, he looks like an SEC-style quarterback. Why would you go to a school? You know, God love Michigan. You want to keep him in the backyard, but why would you go to a school that plays the exact opposite of how you of your style?
Yeah.
He is an SEC style quarterback. Last week he had an 87-yard bomb, 70 yards was in the air.
Yeah,
70 yards in the air.
I don't know that Michigan has an 80-yard passing play this season. I don't believe they do.
Nope. He's got,
John can confirm.
He's got several.
Nope. Right.
He has several. And he's a quarterback kid, but the kid's phenomenal.
Yeah, I think style of offense is going to be a turnoff for a lot of quarterbacks looking at Michigan.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and to the point where money might not be able to buy someone in. Again, we don't know what LSU's offer is. I'd imagine, to Greg's point, it's not $0. I'm sure they've upped their offer in this bidding war we're hearing about.
Right, and you've got to respect and appreciate an individual that is thinking about more than just the cash in hand.
You value the development, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's okay. What does my future look like? And whether you're looking at playing football or it's business or it's educate, whatever it is, what does my life look like in 4 years? What does it look like in 10 years? Where am I going to go that sets me up for what I want to do?
248-539-9797. Texter says, why would you go to Michigan when they only throw the ball 12 times a game? LSU slings it. So echoing what Sherry just said on the phones, I'm a Michigan alum and I would tell Bryce not to take the money. LSU is a better chance for him to develop as a pro, and I bet you he will get millions with the Tigers. All right, we'll get to Heather's news. Update on the standings for the picks. She went 3-4 last week. That's not very good.
No.
Nobody made up any ground on Heather.
But you went what?
You can read.
1-6.
Well, you can read.
Not gonna say that.
Talk about not very good, Jim.
Yeah, trust me. I have no standing. I'm not gonna even sit here and say.
Yeah, Mr. 31-46 over here. I can read that.
Yeah.
Dead last, John.
Good. Well done.
We'll get to the picks first, Heather.
See
with the
new education's paying off.
Oh my gosh. So during my last news yesterday, I ended with like one simple question, and I didn't even get to finish the question.
Right.
I was like, "Did you hear?"
I was on the edge of my seat all night.
Did you hear?
Yeah.
Well, did you hear about the Georgia mom who was arrested after her 11-year-old son walked to the store by himself?
No. I did, and this is bizarre. There's got to be something else to the story.
It's crazy. So he walked less than a mile away. Here's what happened. It happened in a small rural town back on October 30th. The mom had taken her other children to like a doctor's appointment, right? Thought her son, Soren, was there at the home. They live on a farm, right? Was out playing in the woods. She left, but apparently he decided to walk to the store by himself without telling anyone because mom wasn't there. Well, a random woman saw him walking on the street or on the side of the street.
Right.
Asked if he was okay. He said, yeah, I'm all right. Everything's
fine.
Good. She decided to call the police anyway. So the mom ended up getting a call from police letting her know that they picked him up. They said he could have been hit by a car, could have been kidnapped. She didn't think it was that big of a deal. Says, you know what? He can handle himself. He's all right to walk a little ways to the store. So she said, you know what? I gave him a talking to, let him know, hey, you got to make sure you're giving us a heads up where you're going. Thought that was going to be the end of the story, right? Like that was his punishment, getting picked up by police, getting in trouble
scared,
with mom.
Yeah.
Well, they ended up charging her with reckless conduct The child services came out to her house to do a welfare check. They ended up suggesting that the charges could be dropped if she agreed to sign something that said another adult would be a safety person and keep an eye on her son when she's not home. And she'd also have to put an app on her phone to track his location. She said, no, I'm hiring a lawyer. I'm not doing that. And so it sounds like
good for her.
Yeah. So now I guess the state of Georgia can decide if they're going to pursue charges or not, but she could face a $1,000 fine and up to a year in jail.
This is bizarre.
I used to walk to the store by myself quite a bit when I was a kid.
How many kids walk to school
now
by themselves?
I walk to school.
Ride their bike to school by themselves. There are some that, yeah, if you live right next to the school, okay. Is that any different than if you live a half mile or a mile away? It's
crazy. I know. Also, another crazy story. An investigation is underway after a man was found dead inside a tanning bed 3 days after he walked into a Planet Fitness in Indianapolis.
3 days?
3 days, right? So on Monday morning, there was a woman, a member of the gym, along with other members, that noticed this nasty smell in the building.
Oh, no.
They said it got worse when you went near the tanning bed area, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, police came in, and that's where they found this man dead inside the tanning machine, which brings lots of questions. Why did it take 3 days? Are they never cleaning their tanning beds? Right? Like, because they clearly didn't go into the tanning bed to clean the tanning bed. Obviously, it's a sad story. The man was struggling with drug use. I do believe police found a needle in the room or whatnot. Yeah. So there was other stories going on. It wasn't like the tanning bed killed him.
I was
going
to ask, how did he die?
He didn't get like nothing from the
fried
tanning bed. It's like, oh my gosh. No, there's no frying.
No.
Oh, that's
a crispy dude.
It's awful. Anyway, it's an awful, awful story.
Yeah.
Okay, so nearly 2 months after Hoda Kotb announced that she was leaving the Today Show, viewers can now know they're going to see a familiar face taking her seat. Craig Melvin, who has been with NBC for about 14 years, is going to replace her and sit alongside Savannah Guthrie. He's going to begin on January 13th after Hoda's last day will be January 10th. He's obviously very excited, very grateful, and said that he's enjoyed a lifetime of blessings, and this is the latest in a long line of blessings. So good for him. That's exciting. I think people will like seeing him there as well. Finally, this is really cool. Something called like reverse vending machines are headed to Detroit. This is just in time for the holidays. They're kind of like giving machines. So instead of going to a vending machine where you put money in and you get something, you can put money in and give something to families who need it most. So it will be like, there's going to be items that you can purchase, right? Like it could be a coats, clothing,
cool,
toiletries, whatever it is that's going to go to people who don't have those during the holidays, which is kind of cool. It's very cool.
Yeah, I've never heard of the concept, but I saw
me
the headline,
neither.
And it's
always
a way to give back.
We used to do like where you can adopt a family.
Yeah,
that's fun. Or even here at work, little Susie needs a new pair of mittens, and we could go and bring those. And it's kind of a way to do that without, if you don't know where to look for those families.
Yeah.
It's right there.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, it's the Picks. It's 97.1.
When it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants Bankers are attentive. They're going to take the time to get to know you, just like they did for me, and they're going to work with you to build a financial plan that fits your unique situation. When you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. Plus, they're deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community as well. It's where they live and work. They understand it, and they volunteer and donate to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of a 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I think we're running out of time to catch Heather Park.
Always time.
There could be time. I could have a really, really, really bad week every single week.
You're 12 games up on the field. Heather is 48-29 picking games through 12 weeks.
We've been saying that behind your back for 12 weeks.
She
could have a really bad week.
6-1 on an island. So even when she goes all alone and gives us a chance, she hits 6 of the 7 of them. Greg, just get to the picks.
Number 7, Tennessee travels between the hedges to take on Jimmy's Georgia Bulldogs. Vols getting 10.5. Jim.
I think this is the easiest pregame speech of Kirby Smart's career. You're off a loss. They left you out of the playoffs last year. They're looking to do the same this time. Nico Iamaliava in concussion protocol. I think the Bulldogs can sell out against the run. Pound those Vols. Give me the Dogs.
I'm just blown away that the spread is this big. It's a very, yeah. I'm like, why? It doesn't make sense because Georgia just has not played all that well this season. Georgia's 1-7 against the spread this year, which is the second worst in the country. None of it makes sense. Jim's been really good in these big time power matchups, picking the spread. I'm going with Jim's pick. I'm copying him.
Nothing makes sense at all this year. There's nothing that makes sense. And so Georgia last year, they miss out. They lose to Alabama, miss out on the playoffs. They come back this year, and I don't know how much carries over, but they pound Clemson to start the year. They lose to Alabama in the season. They pound Auburn in return. There's always been a response by a Kirby Smart team. They lose to Ole Miss. I think they pound Tennessee. So give me Georgia.
All right. I'm going to go with Tennessee.
Oh, no.
I'm going to pick Georgia to win, Tennessee to cover. Let's go.
This is good for us. We need some of these.
Okay, yes. It's going to be 27-17, Georgia, and you'll win.
This week, I joined a Retro Bowl college league, and the team I selected? Tennessee. Rocky Top, go Vols! MSU is a 2.5-point underdog at the birthplace of Doug Karsh, Champaign, Illinois. As they take on the Illini, it's the last game on the college board because it's the biggest. Gov.
Yeah, college slate is awful this weekend. Oh. It's mid-November. Again, I'm a little surprised at how low this is. I'm still taking Illinois.
I am too. I just don't trust Aiden Childs not to turn the ball over. One of these games, he's going to figure it out, and they're going to blow out a team like Illinois. The potential is there, but until I see it, I can't pick it, so give me Illinois.
Go I was going to pick Illinois. I'm having fun going against what I'm already hearing, and I'll go with my people. I'll go with MSU.
Champagne for my real friends, real pain for my sham friends. Illini. Jim.
MSU has only won one game in their last 5, but it was when they came off the bye week. They're off the bye. Give me the Spartans. Good coaching. Ooh. Bounce back.
All right, to the NFL. Packers laying 5.5 points as road favorites at the Bears. John.
Stop laughing at me. This is so bad. The Bears are an absolute train wreck. I know that you fire some coaches and all of a sudden maybe there's a bounce back, but I don't think that really happens if you fire the head coach. So I think it's the Packers. The Packers are in a position where it's kind of a must win. They're in that last playoff position right now. They want to stay in the mix. Give me the Pack.
I'm going with the Packers as well.
You're welcome.
Every time I hear the name Matt Eberflus, I think of the Pearl Jam song Even Flow, and then I sing Eberflus Bears.
Sound logic, can't fight that. Yeah, I think you get a little bump with the fired OC. You know Jordan Love's good for a turnover or two. 5.5 points for these triple Ds. Give me the Bears.
Yeah, I'm with Jim and Greg here. I think for a week, the Bears get at least a little something together, keep this game close, they come out and fight. Because if they don't, and you've got the internal, bickering about Caleb Williams and they want somebody else to start, it's just going to go flying
south.
Have you
seen the comparison?
Like I said, either they're going to show up for 1 week or Olin Krutz is going to be here coaching on Thanksgiving. I'm going to take the Bears.
Have you seen the quarterback comparison as a rookie of Caleb Williams and Bryce Young?
No.
They're almost exactly the same. It's got to be a little bit scary for Bears fans.
Ravens, 3.5-point favorites against the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Heath.
I'm going with the Ravens. I don't have a reason.
This isn't a knock on the Steelers. They're 7-2 with one of the best defensive players in the league, but I will take the Ravens with a longer week. Jim.
Lamar Jackson, 1-4 his last 5 against Mike Tomlin and the Steelers. Give me 3 in the hook.
Yeah, just too many points here. These games are always close. And the Ravens defense, until I see it play better. And I'm buying on the Steelers right now. I think the Steelers are a legitimate team. I'm going to take them.
I'm not sold on their legitimacy. I am sold that I think Lamar Jackson is having a hell of a year. I don't know how the Steelers defend both Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. And until I see it, I'm going to take the Ravens.
Heather's people, the Vikings, take on Mayo Boy and the Titans. Vikings are 5.5-point road favorites. Don't trust a jacked quarterback. Vikings. Jim.
May your game day be great. Give me Will Levis. Oh, I can't believe I just said that out loud. It's kind of like eating that blob of mayonnaise he has with his coffee.
A banana with a rind.
Oh, but I will take them. Regression hits Darnold hard. Playing with fire, betting on Levis.
I'm going with Costa here, too. I think the Titans, they actually played pretty decent last week against the Chargers. I watched some of that game. This is a third straight NFL game, by the way. Road favorite by more than 3 points. Those teams usually don't do that well. Again, against the spread, I like the Titans here.
Have you not seen Will Levis and watch him play? He gives teams the ball. The Bears, he gave Caleb Williams his
so
first
Sam Darnold.
Win.
You see that game last week?
Yeah, I trust Kevin O'Connell a lot more, so I'm sticking with the Vikings.
You know where I'm sticking, right?
Your people.
My people. Give me the Vikings.
Will Levis might give them literally 5.5 points. Not 6, not 7, 5.5. Buffalo, a 2.5-point favorite over the visiting 9-0 Chiefs, Jim.
Kansas City can't keep doing this, right? This whole voodoo blood magic thing. Mahomes has twice as many turnovers as Josh Allen. The Bills have gotten them in the regular season before. They will again here. Buffalo!
Yeah, it's so hard to go against Mahomes when he's a dog. Yeah. But he has lost as a dog. It does happen once in a while. I am going to go with the Bills here. And my deciding factor is Harrison Butker is on IR. And they may have some kicking problems in Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, they've been better at throwing the ball. But I just don't trust. They've been playing with fire. The Bills, they played with fire early, but they've been much more consistent. I think Josh Allen at home gets it done. Give me the Bills.
I mean, you said it. The Chiefs haven't lost, so why lose now? I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
That's a great idea. Why lose? If I was the Chiefs, I would simply choose not to lose.
Exactly.
Jim said it best. The regular season has not been the problem for the Bills against the Chiefs. I will go with my people of Western New York and take the Bills.
That's Wojo's people, too.
Yeah.
Lions are back at Ford Field as a 13.5-point favorite against the Jaguars. Gov.
All right, so a huge point spread, one of the biggest of the year. Interesting that it's 14 and Jim knocked it down to 13.5. That's pretty telling on what he wants to do here. He's like Stoney. He got to make that decision all the time. Where are you going to take the hook? Which way?
Right.
It's to favor your pick.
You have that option, too.
Yeah, totally. I mean, he told me last week, one of the games he picked to put on the slate was just because he felt very good about it. We got to watch him on this,
yeah,
okay?
Oh, I know. Yeah. Right, well, it's not like it's paying off for him.
You know, I feel like this is like, the Lions are any given Sunday proof. They don't lose to bad teams, okay?
It's not about the win or loss here. It's about covering.
It's about covering. And, yeah, a big number, I was at least saying, well, maybe backdoor, blah, blah, all that stuff. And then Ben Johnson came out yesterday and said, I expect more out of the offense. We need a consistent 60 minutes of offense. That means the woodshed's coming this week, and they're going to lay it on. They will cover so easy.
That's why you cover it. I'm going with the Lions. I don't think there's any question. Mac Jones and this franchise they're going in the wrong direction. I don't think there's any way that they get things right in Ford Field. So give me the Lions.
Yeah, give me the Lions. Let's go.
Giving 2 touchdowns? Sure, Lions.
So I want to address what Tom said earlier. I did put a game on the sheet for pure selfish reasons.
That's a Valeni move, by the way. He puts Army and Citadel on because he wants.
I at least took Brands, Texas, Florida. And you know what happened to me? It was the only game I got right last week. That was karma. Never again. I learned my lesson.
And I said to Greg off the air last week, I said, why is this game on the sheet?
Yeah, that's why the game was on the sheet.
All right. The Jags have surprisingly kept these games close. 6 of their 8 losses have been by 1 score. But they don't play the Lions every week. The Lions are back home. The crowd's going to roar, and so is this football team. Make it a clean sweep.
So we get this little sheet with all the picks on them. I took every single team on the right, so I'm on brand right now.
Oh, boy. There it is.
Wearing your red sweatshirt.
Yeah, in his red sweatshirt. Perfect. 7-0,
baby. Watch out, Heather.
Those are the picks. 97-1.
You guys, the awards just keep rolling in for Dr. Berkowitz at Michigan Hair Restoration. He just won the Macomb Daily's Reader Choice Award for 2024's Best of the Best Plastic Surgeon. Congrats to him. And you guys, it's incredible that Dr. B is right here in Metro Detroit, making it easy to restore your hair by the very best. If you've been thinking about going to see him, go do it now. He's going to have you looking younger and feeling more confident with a thicker head of hair. And the sooner you go to see him, the more options you'll have. Dr. B has the most advanced medical therapies and natural pathways to stop your hair loss and improve thickness. And these therapies just keep getting better and better results for his patients. With treatment plans that fit almost every budget, Dr. B will create a custom plan that's just for you. And he guarantees all of his treatments. So call today, mention 97.1, and you're going to receive a complimentary natural hair remedy treatment at your consultation. That's $1,000 value. For more information and to schedule your consult, go to MichiganHairRestoration.com.
I feel dirty caring about this Mike Tyson, Jake Paul fight. We're going to talk about it at 7:35. Some of you may feel the same way. Why am I falling for this? But I do want to see how Tyson looks, and I want to see him punch the Paul brother in the face.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no question. That's what everybody's tuning in.
7:35. We'll open up the lines and have that conversation. The Lions, they're playing this week. We all think they're going to roll. And if you want to be there, be listening in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll tell you how you can win tickets, a pair of tickets, plus the tailgate passes to watch the Lions at Ford Field on Sunday. Now, John, we've been talking about this game a little bit off air, and you had shared something that surprised me. Lions should roll, and you have floated out whether or not certain players should be resting.
Well, I think you're taking my terminology a little bit too far, a little bit liberally.
Well, then you can clarify it for everybody in Metro Detroit right here.
Sam LaPorta has been hurt. He hasn't even practiced yet this week. Could he practice if they were playing an NFC championship game? I think we saw that last year. Sure. Taylor Decker. And here's where I really think they need to be cautious. We saw Frank Ragnow have the torn pec and then, quote-unquote, rest or sit the week before a bye to buy that extra week. It's the Jacksonville Jaguars, then the Indianapolis Colts. They've got a couple of weeks in here where they are clearly the better team. They have more depth. They have more talent. They're better coached. They execute at a higher level. Is this an opportunity that if a guy just simply isn't what they need him to be and in other circumstances would play, but now, and I don't think it's rest, I think it's get healthy, because what was the big talking point going into the playoffs last year? They were healthier than they had ever been during the season. And I think we have seen this throughout the course of Dan Campbell's time where they are willing to make the decision that the right thing to do for Za'Darius Smith is that he's not playing. He's in his 10th season in the NFL. He's played for a decade. We know what he can do for us. Would we love to have him this week? Yes. But we need him when we play Green Bay. We need him when we play the Bills. We need him in the second, third, and final round of the playoffs. So they decide to make the sacrifice as a franchise that he's not playing. He was healthy. He could have played. But the right thing for him was that he didn't play.
So you're talking LaPorta, Decker.
Possibly Decker. Frank.
Those are guys you would consider not playing against Jacksonville.
Correct.
Okay.
Or I think they should at least consider the option. And what we know about Frank, and none of us have the full medical report. We don't know how significant or insignificant the tear in his pectoral muscle is.
But it does feel like you're playing with fire there.
Sure.
In the sense that any game, any play could aggravate, could tear, could make it worse. Mm-hmm. You got to pick your battles. No, I'm just surprised from you, because the thing in the NFL is nobody's healthy this time of year. Everybody's got bumps and bruises. They only have a one game edge for the one seed right now. Mm-hmm. You got to win every single game, and letting off the gas even a little bit doesn't feel very John Jansen, and it doesn't feel very Dan Campbell.
Well, I'm not saying they do that. I'm not saying I would do it. I'm saying, would you consider this? And here's why I may consider it up front. And maybe it's not everybody up front. Maybe last week, Taylor Decker could have gone. Now, that would have been a much riskier proposition if you were just, hey, we're going to hold back because you're playing a first-place team. Mm-hmm. And come to find out, the offense didn't play very well. My concern mostly is with the offensive line. Offensive line, defensive line, you're going to get more bumps and bruises. You have more opportunity to get banged up than some of the other positions. And it is the one position where I am most concerned about depth. Now, if Frank doesn't play, we saw you move over Graham Glasgow, you bring in Awosika, and you could still, especially at home. That's what it was the week before the bye. I think we all learned that if Taylor Decker, or God forbid, I'm not even going to say his name, the other tackle, were to go down, there is absolutely nothing that is backing them up. Dan Skipper, that was bad last week. When Taylor Decker couldn't go, that was bad. And I've watched this game over and over, and I keep thinking to myself, well, maybe next time I watch it, I'm not going to feel the same way. No, I do. And it's not, it's not on him. Like, he's doing everything he can. That's just where he is limited in being a left tackle. So if it's an extended time, you obviously would move Sewell over. Skipper would go to right.
Yeah, they explained that the reason they didn't is they were already too far into their game prep to make the swap left versus right.
And I'm not questioning that decision.
No,
I agree with the decision. The problem is, when that happens, Kobe Soersdal still wasn't active. So they obviously don't have a lot of faith in him, because what if Skipper went down? Manu wasn't active. He wasn't going to go in the game. And even if he was active like that, I mean, from all the reports that we've heard, that's not a possibility at all right now. So if Skipper or Penei Sewell were to go down, what were they going to do at the tackle position? That's why I say they just need to be judicious with how they use their players.
If you're taking any of these guys out or resting them, Jared Goff immediately too. You can't leave your quarterback out there without them out there.
Well, but you have to accommodate for it. And so if Decker last week wasn't healthy enough to go, the only concern that I have was in expecting Dan Skipper to do Taylor Decker things and to block one-on-one on the edge. That's where I had the concern, and it's going to happen at times, right? It's just the game dictates it, the play, the position on the field, the down and distance, all of that stuff will dictate it's going to happen at times. But why not give them a little bit more help with the running back, with the tight end, with formation, with motions, all of those different things? And so that's the only concern I have about a damn good team.
So I think right now the idea of truly resting somebody, no way.
Right.
Like, Frank, I would be stunned if they, like, that would be late in the year when you've got things clinched. And I think for him, because you got Glasgow, so you can trust the snapping process there, is maybe if you're ahead, you give him off a series or something like that.
At the end of the game?
Look, yeah, even mid. I mean, what if you're up this week, and since Decker's been banged up the most, you yank him out, mid to late third quarter, and the next series with Goff out there, you run the plays the other way, basically. So you're protecting you see what I'm saying? Protecting from what happened last week. Because the bottom line is right now, Jared Goff's getting hit too much.
Right.
Okay? So last thing I'm doing is taking out any of these guys. You're playing. We got to tough it out, and there's an injury risk in this league. We have to deal with it.
Look, they've rested guys a couple times this year. It's when they've built huge leads. That's the time to rest guys. Yep. If you get to the third quarter or the fourth quarter and you're up 21+, you're up three or more touchdowns, and you want to say, okay, we're going to get Goff out of the game.
So you expect Laporta to go, if he's at all able to go, you expect him to go. Decker, if he's at all able to go, yes, you expect them to go. Yes. Because there have been times and I'm just going off of what we've seen. Again, we don't have the injury report.
Again,
I don't know the severity of any of these injuries.
If it is medically deemed that they should sit, I'm not going to say shoot them up and force them into the game. My point is, this is football. If it's just regular old bumps and bruises as the season drags on, until they've clinched the one seed, until they've earned the rest in game, you put your best foot forward and you try to pummel Jacksonville, because the moment you stop putting your best foot forward, you start to lose momentum.
You start to slide a little bit. You pick up a loss you shouldn't have. You lose the edge that has made this team the best team in the NFC and the best team in football. The idea that they would rest guys, 248-539-9797, is a question, I guess, of how confident you are in this game, but also that you think they can just run the table without playing everybody. Right? And I think that could be a dangerous game.
Right, but I think you're using a term that I'm not using. I'm not saying rest
them. So what word are you using?
If they're injured, and if it's an NFC Championship game, they would go, but against Jacksonville, they don't.
It's a gray area.
Yeah, it's a gray area. And we've seen that. We've seen them manipulate the roster times before. And the reason I was considering this or wanted to discuss this is they needed pass rush help. They got it in Za'Darius Smith, but they didn't play him because they know that they need him through the stretch run. They know they need Taylor Decker, Frank Ragnow. And no, it's not going to be a mass. We're going to rest all of our starters. You can't do that. Yeah, there's not enough guys on the roster.
Exactly.
Right. So when do you pick and choose when guys can go and can't go?
Okay, we have some interesting ticket texts coming in on this. We'll open up the phone lines and we'll tell you how to win Lions tickets next. It's 97.1.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.